Anand Zaki is here with our business report. Kia ora, Anand. It's not good news for Kathmandu.
Kia ora, Charlotte. No, weak consumer sentiment has hit the bottom line of outdoor goods retailer KMD Brands, posting a near $10 million interim loss with revenue down almost 15%. The loss for the 6 months ended January is a reversal of last year's fortunes when it saw a $14 million profit and record sales revenue of $548 million. The owner of Kathmandu, Rip Curl and Oboz sees all of its brands struggled as consumers pulled back due to tougher economic conditions. Group Chief Executive Michael Daly says Kathmandu in particular has struggled, with the division posting an underlying loss.
In terms of the Kathmandu product pipeline, look, it's a challenging, obviously, market for the consumer with the cost of living crisis and so forth. But what certainly resonates in this market is good product. And, you know, unfortunately for us, you know, particularly our spring-summer offer that we've had for the last 6 months just did not resonate as strongly as we would like. We didn't have particularly a lot of newness to encourage the consumer to come back to us. We did have a stretch rain jacket and trailhead, which worked quite well. But outside of that, to be honest, we really struggled. We did some fast injections of some newer product, T-shirts, fleece and so forth. Again, worked really well, but not enough to cover for the loss of sales across a broader category.
KMD says the second half of the year has seen improving sales, but overall they're still down 3.5% from a year ago. Demand for consumer credit is increasing, though arrears are also continuing to rise. Credit Bureau Equifax says demand for credit rose 3.9% in February on a year ago, with home loans up nearly 16% and personal loans up 17%. However, local head Nick Foster says the double-digit increase in consumer demand compares with unusually low demand last year as the Upper North Island was hit by bad weather. Otherwise, he says the level of arrears across all consumer credit portfolios is growing, with increased defaults in home and auto loans, though the rate of arrears in personal loans and credit cards is slowing.
There's definitely pain in the economy and Kiwis are finding it harder to pay their bills. There's no doubt about that. It's not falling off the cliff just yet, though. So, the increases we're seeing, they're steady. They're not accelerating upwards. It's been a continuing thing ever since interest rates started to increase, but less of an issue than I would have predicted. And really, I think that's where the hardship reporting becomes important. So people can avail of themselves of the ability to speak to their bank or their lender and ask for either payment deferrals or to be, you know, put into a hardship arrangement.
Nick Foster says business confidence is steady with demand for credit approaching normal levels. Westpac is offering customers the ability to block online gambling using their debit and credit cards. The bank's Manager of Financial Inclusion and Vulnerability, Louisa Brock, says customers have been asking for such a block to cope with gambling addictions. In a three-month period last year, Westpac customers spent nearly $137 million with online gambling merchants, about half of which was with the TAB and Lotto, and the rest with other online gambling businesses. Ms. Brock says large amounts can be spent with devastating consequences.
We've seen customers that have received inheritance payments of $100,000 and spent that within 12 days. And we've seen a small business owner that gambled away his business repayments. And even a farmer's wife that was gambling away their children's inheritance. There's so much harm and problem gambling. And we hope this tool will be able to help our customers to take control of their finances.
And Kiwi Bank and ANZ also have similar blocks in place. Questions are being raised about whether the US will pass a law that'll force China-based ByteDance to divest from short video app TikTok within 6 months or face a total ban. The House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly last week for a bill that would force divestment, citing national security concerns, but there's not the same urgency to pick up the issue in the Senate. The Chinese government says it'll never allow the sale of TikTok. Technology investment analyst Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities puts the chances of a ban at around 25%, noting that China would never allow the source code, the key part of the app, to be sold.
It's a slippery slope. Then what happens? Other social media, do you start to investigate Meta, Google, and others? That's the issue here. This is really, I think, a broader issue. I think many in tech don't want to see this happen. This is a soap opera playing out in the Beltway. It's great for political theater, but the problem is retaliatory could come from Beijing if this actually goes down the path. But it keeps coming down. This will not be sold with the source code. It's like buying an F1 car without the engine.
Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities. All right, 26 past 12. Let's check in on the financial markets now with Tony Conroy of Jarden. Good afternoon, Tony. A few rate decisions this week. How's the local share market looking? All overseas, of course.
Yeah, look, the Dow Jones was down 66 points in the US at 38,760, with investors really keeping an eye on the Federal Reserve meeting, where they're looking for some indication of whether there will be three rate cuts this year. It's been a little bit of sticky inflation data, so there's some sort of question marks around that. But on the NZX, we had the NZX market up slightly, 7 points up at 11,734. And stocks are up, Heartland Group up $3 at $1.20, Warehouse up 1 cent at $1.39, and A2 Milk up 2 cents at $6.38. And stocks down today on the NZX, Westpac down 52 cents at $27.76, EBOS down 12 cents at $36.95, and Sky TV down 4 at $2.65.
Okay, can we just have a headline Australian index and then the New Zealand dollar?
Yep. So the Australian index is actually up 9.5 points with the ASX 200 at 7685, but just bearing in mind they haven't been open very long there. And the New Zealand Australian dollar cross rate is up 2 points at 92.77 Australian cents.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Interest rate, so the 90-day bill rate down 10 points at 5.67. The oil price, the Brent spot price up $1.08 at $87.47 US dollars. And gold is up $54 at $2,160 per ounce.
Thank you, Tony. That's Tony Conroy of Jarden with our market update. News numbers updated for you around 5:30. But now over to you, Charlotte.
Thank you very much, Anand.